bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. And just to let you all know, fellas are still out there, still out at Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as well. Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy Park Row location. Go out and hang out and get things rolling before your holiday gets kicked off tomorrow. Fellas, want to let you know, got an update. Damn.
What you got?
Well, Courtney let me know, unfortunately, that I couldn't get a reservation at 1587 Prime. Not early.
You couldn't get a reservation.
She said it. She said the earliest one they had was 9:30.
She said it's just you and her. Who cares?
She didn't want to go that late. I'm with her. Ah, damn it. Gotta.
He said I'm with her.
Gotta. Thanksgiving tomorrow, big day. You know, getting it started at 9:30.
Well, I mean that's one of them. That, like you and her, got to at least go up there and sit at the bar.
Changed it up here. Changed it up.
Y'all changed up the destination?
Yeah. Change it up. Got to set a...
Mercury room?
She's got a speakeasy for some drinks. 7:15 and then a much, much more comfortable Mexican restaurant ahead of things. So I'm fine with it.
I know you're fine with it. I thought you would have been excited about going and checking out the joint, man.
I was. But, I mean, I'm fine with this, too. I mean, you had to go in a different direction.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. One, I'm judging you. Two, I'm disappointed.
What?
Hey, like if I went to Kansas City right now,
at 9:30 and 10, I'm looking it up. Don't, right now.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, if I went to Kansas City right now and 1587 was open, I mean that was a thing, and I'm ready to go check it out. And I'm just telling you, there's no time and there's no money amount keeping me from going.
Well, hey,
it's a destination place. Well, no, we got different minds. We got different. No, I mean, I'm disappointed in you. If I come to Kansas City and me and you got a chance to go eat at 1587, I don't give a damn if it's 9:45. We're going.
I mean, well, hell, you know, hey, different. Life's different. She's about falling asleep by 9:30.
Hey, Courtney ain't talking about that eating late, much less being at dinner at 9:30, huh?
Yeah, why not, man?
Perfect time.
I'm looking at this menu. This is beautiful.
Get you a food, baby, and go straight to bed.
This is beautiful. Great menu. Much cheaper.
Which part?
All of it. Prices and everything. It's beautiful. Good. Dang. Well, maybe next time. Yeah, boy. Somebody just texted in, show was turning flips inside. You damn right I was. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. Because, listen, I was telling Byron this. This is, and I think you know this a little bit. About me is, like, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm concerned about it. But, see, once I get in, I don't know if it's me that I start stunting. I don't know what it is. But I'll forget for about an hour, like, hey, yo, chill, man. These drinks are 20, 25 a pop. This is, like, and I'm just ordering. Next thing you know, I didn't come out there and I didn't order the 16-ounce. And I'm three drinks down. And then, oh, damn. Then, it hits me. I get, I, I let it, I forget and let it get away from me. But I can let it get away from me tonight at this spot. All good. All good. Woo, Tyler dodged a bullet there, baby. Woo. There we go. All right. Listen, D'Amico talked about the challenges because I'm curious from you too, Clint, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts on this. Nick Caley versus, listen, Lou Anarumo is one of the best defensive coordinators, and he is one of those guys that's able to do a lot with less. And you would argue what he has in Indy is more than what he had all those years in Cincinnati. And we've watched him befuddle the best at times. Hell, he had Patrick Mahomes confused at times just last week. And I'm trying to figure the biggest challenge that Nick Caley's going to have with this defense. Here was D'Amico talking about the Colts and their defense and what challenges they present.
Switching up the defensive coordinator, I think they added a lot more variety on their defense than what they've had in the past. So we'll see a ton of different looks from Anarumo. But he's done a good job with the defense as well, mixing up. They got the two corners now with Charvarius Ward. They got Sauce Gardner. So they have some players on the outside. It's going to be a tough matchup, as always, versus Indy, and one we're always fired up for. It's like you play guys in a division, but at Indy, it means a little bit more. It's something about playing Indy. So we're fired up, you know, to be going up there against them, and they playing well. They're the top team in our division right now, and we're on the hunt. So we're climbing the charts, trying to be on the hunt, and Indy is the team we're after this week.
All right, when you look at this defense and what they present, Clint, and you think about the Texans and their offense, what are the concerns? What concerns you?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
About what the Colts defense brings to the table.
Well, look. I think there's two things, and they're both. One of them is I mean, well, they're both player centric, right? For me, D'Amico hit on it earlier in his comments about the corners and about Sauce Gardner getting comfortable and about Charvarius Ward, and then you mentioned the nickel defender. I mean, this secondary has a chance to make it really difficult on everybody not named Nico Collins. Right, like I think Nico's gonna get his. Nico's gonna get off. But now Caley has shown the as recently as the second half last week, the ability to just leave Nico out there, let them roll a safety over the top, bring a corner down, and we'll just say the hell with it. We'll try to win with other people.
And take Nico out himself.
Right. So I don't know how many people others you're gonna win with against this secondary. This secondary is they might be really, really good. So that's got me a little bit in my feels is just their corners versus everybody. Our pass catcher's not named Nico. They've got a lot of options, right? And then what D'Amico was just talking about, the multiple looks from a defense. We've seen now Davis was better. The Davis version of this offense, let's call it that, because I don't think it was a quarterback so much as it was the offensive coordinator got better, the O-line got better, the operation got better. But when CJ was in there, we saw CJ struggling with some of that communication at the line of scrimmage about getting out of the huddle early and getting to the line of scrimmage so that the defense has to declare and then you know what the hell's going on and you can you can, you know, execute accordingly. Like, all of those different looks, we've seen this offense really struggle with. And so, do they have a grasp on that from a quarterback perspective? Does C.J. Stroud have a grasp on that? So I think both of my, if you ask me what are the biggest things Kaylee has to deal with, he's going to have to find a way to get guys off the ball. He's going to have to find a way to beat really good cover defenders. And then the communication piece, which we've seen him struggle with all year, with the exception of a couple of games.
Now, I was thinking the same thing, man. With Moore in the slot, who they feel comfortable to cover one-on-one with really good slot receivers, and I don't think they would be afraid to do that with Christian Kirk or Noel if he gets a chance to play. And he's really, really good. Nick Cross as a safety is really good also in that secondary. You could see them challenging them and saying, all right, we're gonna play tight, man-to-man, and we're going to try to force, you know, and see if these guys can beat that coverage and send pressure and do those things. And you could see them, not saying it's going to happen, but you could see the potential of, we've talked about this for years, is suffocating an offense. You could see them trying to force everything, force them to go over the top. Now, CJ, I don't think, would be afraid to do it. But like you said, can Higgins do it? Can Christian Kirk do it? Can Isaiah Hutchinson do it? You know, do those guys have the ability to do it? That's why I think the run game and Dalton Schultz are going to be really key in this game.
Oh, critical. Absolutely critical. No question about it. Look, there's another, you know, I like talking about the last 3 weeks and from a quarterback perspective, what can CJ take from it and grow from? And I think we've talked about this before, but to your point that you just made, I think a big part of it is going to be to have the ability to play with your instincts and take those shots and then tell Nick Kaylee or D'Amico, hey, man, it's all right. It's 2nd and 10. The drive's not dead, right? I mean, we're okay. We're quote-unquote behind the chains, but we can still go win. Davis managed those risk versus reward and taking risk and when not to take a risk, and he recovered really well. Like, that's one thing that I think CJ, to your point, is going to have to manage. Which he will. I just want to see CJ get back to playing with his instincts. To hell with all the X's and O's and schemes and Kaylee and Slowick and D'Amico and all the cliches that the quarterbacks have to play with. I just want to see CJ get back to playing with his damn instincts. That's it.
All right, coming up as we continue here, T-Mill's best bets. He'll make you a little cash. He was 50-50 last night. Still in the green for the week, but he'll make you some cash. So stay tuned for that as well as we'll look at this. We just talked about that offense. We'll look at the main course, the main fight of this game between the Colts and the Texans. That's next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.